Good morning.
This was Paul Ryan's introduction to millions of Americans. What's the consensus on how he did last night?
Well, if you talk to anyone at the forum, they're a partisan. They were very excited, very impressed, and they don't think that there's any way anyone in the country would not feel the exact same. Now, if you are on the other side of the aisle, then you're going to, I think you're still going to be impressed by his demeanor and his approach, but you're also going to be looking for the fact-check emails that the Obama campaign was sending out, almost live-streaming them as Paul Ryan was giving his speech.
Speaking of fact-checking, there were two notable points in his speech, probably more, but we'll focus on two. One was that he seemed to blame the president for the shutdown of the GM plant in Janesville, something that happened before he took office. And his claim that the administration funneled $716 million out of Medicare to pay for his health care plan when Ryan's own budget proposal calls for taking the same amount of money out of Medicare.
Yeah, and those are issues that he's going to have to address along the way. I don't think a lot of people look at convention speeches as exacting detail, that most of the people are trying to get a sense, a feel of what the candidate's like and what their ideas are, as opposed to worrying about every little fact involved. So obviously those are details that are going to be a key part of the campaign going forward, and the amount of money coming out of Medicare and the Affordable Care Act versus the Romney Ryan plan is going to be a major, major issue in this election. So that'll be hashed out over and over. But for that first introduction, they were not going to worry about parsing nuance. They wanted to get their feeling out, their conviction out.
He had two different audiences to address last night. One, the one there in the arena, and the other, the national television audience. He has a job to connect with middle-of-the-road voters. He's a big star, as they say, among conservatives. How do you think he did in reaching out to people who are middle-of-the-road or not terribly ideological?
Well, I think one of the things that we learned about him right away when he was announced as the vice presidential candidate was that a lot of people didn't know anything about him. And I think when you hear his background, you have to be a little impressed. I mean, he lost his father when he was young. He worked his way up through the system. He put himself and his mom put herself back through college to start a small business. You know, he's raised a wonderful family. When you hear all those details, you come away thinking, well, that's a good guy. That's someone you can support. So that impression, I'm sure, is favorable. What's going to matter, though, down the road for a lot of these voters who look for the information is, do you believe in the policies? But some people will simply vote on the man and their impression of him from what they saw last night.
The person that matters, of course, is the one at the top of the ticket. He'll speak tonight, Mitt Romney. What do you expect?
Well, I think a lot of the Republicans are hoping for a little more effervescent Mitt Romney. A few of them admitted on the floor last night that he's got quite the hurdle to get over. They're very impressed with Ann Romney. They're very impressed with the fire of Chris Christie. And, of course, everyone in the crowd was blown away with Paul Ryan last night. So Mitt Romney really does have to make sure he brings his A game. He has to really impress people, or else it's going to look a little down compared to what we've seen the last couple nights.
Thank you, Zach. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.